Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning at the Hospitality Design Show in Las Vegas, I'm with Jonathan Young. Jonathan, how you doing?
Very good, Kemp. Good to be here.
Good to see you. I'm seeing you in a different space. I usually see you at the show every year, and for many years, you have been at the Brenton space. We'll get into that in just a minute, but now you're over at the Oriental Weavers Hospitality space, and you're Global Sales Director, right?
That's right. I've been with them about 8 weeks now, and fantastic, exciting opportunity.
You're moving from London to Chattanooga, is that right?
That's right. Yes, July 1st.
So let's talk a little bit about you before we get into OW Hospitality. How many years have you been focused in the hospitality business?
Focused in the hospitality business about 25 years in total. I spent time with both Brinton's and Milliken during that time, and also in both the European and the U.S. markets as well.
You kind of focus on the upper end. I mean, in all of those companies, you've focused in distinctive products, but most of the time it's been with woven Axminster products, hasn't it?
That's right. I mean, it's clearly a product line that's differentiated through design, so aimed at the luxury five-star end of the hospitality market.
And why is it that they prefer Axminster products versus tufted products?
I think primarily it's down to design and color flexibility that you get with a woven Axminster, and secondly, the appearance retention, a product that continues to look good over a long period of time.
All right, so you're a guy that's got all these relationships, you've been in the business for 25 years, you look around, you make a decision. How come you decided to come over to OW Hospitality?
I think because in many ways, even though Oriental Weavers are well established and obviously have the rug division that's very successful, they were young in the hospitality market. And in a way, it seemed a bit like, for me anyway, a startup with a platform. Obviously got the base of the parent company, the success of the rugs division, but in hospitality it's new. So for me coming in, it very much feels like it's a startup. So it's a completely different opportunity than the one I was at the Brinton's, where it's a very established company. So we've really got to go through the process of establishing the brand in its own right, then building a structure and looking to piggyback off the relationships that I've got in building the sales team to go with it.
And I think we covered about a year ago, OW Hospitality used to be sold under a Cambridge name or something like that, right?
That's right, yes. I mean, Cambridge Weavers was the name they used, but even then, it was very sporadic and hit and miss. For example, the name couldn't be used in the States because it was trademarked by another company, and so the success had primarily been in the Middle East, which is obviously where the company are based.
And talk to me, this is a global presence now. I know OW has manufacturing in the U.S., in Asia, and in Egypt, right?
That's right, three continents. And that's really our strategy moving forward, is to diversify the manufacturing base across three continents. So that, you know, what it does is minimizes the risk. So if you've got, and we saw it happen with one of our competitors in Axminster last year, where Taiping had the big floods in Thailand, it's impacted their deliveries still today, you know, 9 months further down the line from that. It's causing them issues. If we put this manufacturing base across three continents, we're minimizing any risks like that occurring.
So let's talk about something. With Axminster, like you said, it's five-star. It's the luxury side of the market. How is that market faring as we pull out of this recession?
Well, it's starting to come back. I mean, there's no doubt it's been severely impacted. I saw that for 3 or 4 years. But I think, interestingly, you just look at this show. There's a buzz about this show that hasn't been here for 3 or 4 years. You can see it by the room rates that are going up in Las Vegas alone. So, and we're seeing design firms getting busier as well. Activity levels pick up. So, I mean, again, timing in many ways is perfect for us because the market's on the up.
And I guess there's a little bit of an issue when you make a product that lasts 20 years. It just, you know, the volume's not there because it doesn't change out as frequently, right?
That's right, because I was taking a colleague through the Las Vegas casinos earlier this week. And what's really noticeable is that not one of the casinos on the Strip has replaced their casino carpet in the last 4 years. I think we're going to see that cycle now happen. But the carpet never really wears out. In many ways, it doesn't ugly out. And the only reason that people end up changing carpet in those spaces is because they're looking for a different design edge or different look, and that materializes itself when you get new competition coming into the market. So, you know, in Vegas, for instance, when the Cosmopolitan Hotel and Casino opened last year, it was the new boy, the inspirational property, and it started to make some of the other properties around it look at replacing their carpet. So that tends to happen. I mean, what you're seeing in Vegas, you see across the world with the hospitality market.
All right, so you're moving to Chattanooga, as we mentioned earlier. Tell me a little bit about that decision.
Well, my wife is American. I've spent as much of my life working in America as I have in the UK, so it's not a difficult decision for us to be able to do it. I think Chattanooga as a town's interesting. I mean, I've lived in the West Coast in California, in LA. I've lived in Atlanta, so this will be a different experience for me, but I'm looking forward to it.
Well, that's where I live, so we'll have to get together sometime. It's great to see you. Again, we've been talking to Jonathan Young, who's the new Global Sales Director for OW Hospitality, came over from Brenton's, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaDaily.net.